UFOs. It might be hard to believe with all the UFO news out there, but there are periods when sometimes things are relatively slow. Sometimes it seems this is when the most insulting headlines come out. Take one for example which appeared on Yahoo Life. It stated, "Conspiracy fans spot huge white UFO trail between Antarctica and the North Pole." They could just say a trail was spotted in the sky. They had to insult everyone who reported it. I for one am tired of being called a conspiracy theorist. The definition of conspiracy is a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. Are we all being called potential criminals? In some definitions it even includes treason. Even though people are not as ridiculed anymore for reporting UFOs, many of them are considered conspiracy theorists by some. I have to think these people who love to use the term are just showing their ignorance. They use the term like some sort of curse against those who even mention UFOs. What got the juices flowing at Yahoo? IF was people who found a 13,000 mile long vapor trail. Because of the length, it seems it could not have been left by an airplane. It can either be a satellite was put into a polar orbit or a UFO. Low Earth orbit insertion takes a rocket about 1,200 to 1,500 miles. The higher the orbit insertion, longer the rocket path, but 13,000 miles seems far in excess. What does that leave? I am going to say, a UFO? There is a distant possibility it could also be some secret experimental craft. I guess many of you have noticed I have been using the term UFO instead of UAP more lately. While I still use both, UFO seems to be more powerful in getting the point across when I am talking about potential extraterrestrial craft. Once we find out where individual craft come from, this term might disappear as we start to call the craft by the name of where they come from, such as Zeta Reticuli craft or some such name. Yes, there are many things in our skies. We know identification mistakes are made. Does this mean all sightings which are classified as UFOs are in error? Hardly. There have been some sightings which could only be classified as a UFO. I am thinking about the craft which have flown into volcanoes or changed shape while flying through our skies. There are some photos of these events which have been examined by experts and seem to be genuine. Then there is the witness testimony. I remember one Native American talking about seeing a UFO fly into a mountain. He said the UFO flew towards the mountain and the mountain opened and the UFO flew in and the mountain closed. One site which contains many UFO photos and accounts of UFO sightings is the Enigma Labs site. They also offer a mobile app to access UFO sightings and accounts. There are also stats and other information. They have 12,000 sightings which were submitted to them. I wonder how many of you have seen the photo released by NASA of the thin line-like UFO seen floating over the moon? I can't help but be suspicious. When I see certain photos released by NASA or a government agency, I feel they already know what these objects are and have determined they are not UFOs. I know, some say I am too suspicious. Anyone who has been writing about this stuff as long as I have probably feels the same way. I feel if enough people jump on this bandwagon, they will then pull the rug out from under us by saying they found it was only a camera glitch or some other such thing. Sometimes eclipses produce unexpected results. Many Mexicans can attest to this fact because they had one, I think in the early 1990s during a military parade, and suddenly many UFOs became visible in the sky above the parade. We didn't have anything that dramatic, but there was at least one UFO which appeared over Arlington, Texas. Not everyone agrees on the fact it was a UFO, however. One person claimed it was the shadow of a plane on the clouds, which started a debate about what was seen. What about all this artificial intelligence stuff lately? Could this be the beginning of an entirely new phase of spacecraft and exploration, and could there be some connection to UFOs? What I am talking about is the fact we have been re-engineering crashed UFOs for decades, and could we have discovered they were controlled by some sort of artificial intelligence, and that is why at least some of them have been said to have no controls except for two places to put hands. Could the artificial intelligence be reading the mind of the pilot of the UFO, and that is how it is controlled? There is also something else which might involve artificial intelligence, and that is the small greys are said by some to be some type of biological robots. We can't be sure of this, but it is based on how emotionless they seem to be. This in itself is not proof certain, but it could be an indication. There is also an indication which could solve the puzzle of how the UFOs can change shape. The answer could be based on engineering we were doing years ago on the Air Spike. We discovered you could substitute energy for matter. To put it more simply, a stream of energy could take a shape, and while the energy was functioning, it could deflect the heat of re-entry and the atmosphere from interfering with flight. Not only that, it could be reconfigured in flight. We have witnesses who claimed to have seen UFOs changing shape, and it could be the shape of an energy stream they were changing and not matter. The one UFO which was reported I find the most amazing was a small UFO which was said to be the size of a football field inside. This particular UFO might contain the answers to using other dimensions. Could it be we only think it is that size because we shrink when we enter and don't realize it? One has to wonder which would be easier to do, create more space inside an object or compress our bodies? I have to wonder what we have been able to figure out so far from what we have recovered. Do we have secret craft, secret weapons and such, and if we do other countries?